my life. I worked like my bones at the end.
At the end of the day,
I take home my heart on me.
is stronger than bright. I still really, really love you. Love is stronger.
I'll be there in a hurry. On that you can depend and never worry.
No wind,
no wind,
no rain,
no rain.
Oh, winter's cold. Can't stop me, babe.
Oh, babe.
Baby,
baby.
If you're my goal.
Oh,
no wind,
no wind,
no rain,
no rain.
Can't stop me, babe. If you
miss my lover one of these old days. If you should ever miss the arms that used to hold you so close, or the lips that used to touch yours so tenderly, just remember what I told you the day I set you free.
Hello, everyone. This is the NSA. We're watching you. Or maybe you're listening to us. This is No Sugar Added with Johnny Nathaniel featuring Nate. How's it going, everyone?
Yeah, having a good time here at Tufts University in the last 2 weeks of school, last 20 days of my undergraduate
group. Wow, 20 days.
Incredible.
Don't say that. Don't say that loud.
Yeah, it's weird.
That's scary. 20 days until graduation. Nate, how are you? What about you?
I'm great. I mean, this week has been pretty great. Some good things have happened at work, and so I'm pretty happy about that. And yeah, thank you for having me yet again.
Round two.
Allowing me to clown my way into your show.
Glad to have you.
Thank you.
Today is the first day of the first, like, the onslaught of due dates that I have, but I'm all right. So today is Damas y Vivas. This is Queens of Color. Last time we played, we had a Diva playlist, and we said there were women of color on this playlist, but what happens when we do just that, just women of color? And so we started off there with Queen, and then Sade, Love is Stronger Than Pride, and then we had, those Diana Ross, Ain't No Mountain High Enough, which is also, I had never heard that version ever, I had only ever heard the Tammy Terrell Marvin Gaye, which is actually really cool. Have you heard that before?
Yeah.
Oh.
I had not. I was the Temptations was the only time I think that's the only version I've ever heard.
Oh.
I didn't hear the James Rowland
one. Oh. That was
in this space together.
Incredible. Listening to that round two. That was also very, very cool. All right. Any other thoughts before we go back to the music for a little bit?
Who's next?
Up next is the songbird, that's her name, the songbird. You know who that is?
No.
Miss Mimi, Miss Mariah Carey.
I've never heard.
Yeah,
who's calling?
I was that, every yeah. list. Every list called her the songbird, and I was like, I don't know her, but she has. I guess she's a songbird. She's whistling like a bird, so. You know what I'm saying? I didn't say I called her that.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just saying other people. I looked up last night a list of divas who we wanted to, or just a list of divas and to pull names off that list. They called her the songbird. It was weird.
Thanks, internet.
Yeah, thanks.
All right, this is the first time I heard the song. Really weird, but it was a CNN like Heroes of the Year.
Oh, nice.
You know, like, you want this, like, civilian heroes, like, people just doing their thing. And
uplifting.
You know. It was a video of Mariah Carey at another award show. Like, I think she performs live or something, but I watched that.
When she's, like, a little Mariah Carey.
Like, baby. Yeah. And she did her thing, and she was like, I'm gonna, little old me is gonna sing out this big song. And it was incredible. So, hero Mariah Carey, here we go. And we're off.
Oh, Late at night when all the world is sleeping, I stay up and think of you. And I wish on a star that somewhere you are thinking of me too. 'Cause I'm dreaming of you tonight till tomorrow.
How do you feel about it? Last time we were like, was it a diva-esque or no? And then There were a lot of people who did not serve diva realness in those performances. These are not like this is not a question. This is a statement. I'm going to make that very clear. Like these are like undisputably divas. So the first song we had there was Mariah Carey "Hero," and then Selena Quintanilla with "Dreaming of You."
Absolutely, I'm a huge Selena fan, and I just want that to go on the official
Texas.
Official record.
So I keep a list of things that I'm excited for to where I'm moving, and things that I'll miss about here, or things that I'm grateful here. And Texas on that list is more Selena, like all the time. Yeah.
So you got to go. Like, there's literally a statue of her, like jean jacket, next to the ocean in Corpus Christi, and that's like what they've got there. Like that, like there's I could not really name any other like landmarks. Go to the Selena Memorial. It is continuously occupied, just continuously.
Rightfully so.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I mean yeah.
You can't go out like on Friday without hearing at least one Selena song.
Oh yeah, they play it at the bars and like people, like there's it like gets quiet and then everyone starts singing. It's one of those.
Yeah.
She died too young. Like I do love her so much. I don't know.
Yeah.
I feel like she could have gotten to Beyonce status, and that's like.
She had the crossover. She could have like. Yeah. She had more. I feel like she had more to offer than J-Lo.
Well, do you think J-Lo like is a result of Selena definitely. Like paved the way? Okay,
she got her first acting role was playing.
That's true. Yeah,
and I'm not gonna discredit J-Lo. Like, I'm not gonna discredit J-Lo. She sings live. She dances live. Yeah. People, she's fun. She's great.
The movie.
She was Selena.
Yeah. But I think Selena had something else, something more. Even
she's more like hometown. Like, even though she like.
J-Lo's just Jenny from the block. But J-Lo's also Jenny from the block.
That's true, like, yeah.
Selena was...
I'm just saying there's something... There's an otherness. There's a difference.
It's different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Selena was... I mean, yeah. She's south.
Like a heartland.
Like,
yeah.
J-Lo's New York. A lot of people from New York.
Yeah, I think that... Well, we probably played an English song, which is from her crossover album, but her old stuff is... Oh, my God. If you... Anyone listening on air... If you haven't listened to more Selena, you should definitely do that. All right. Okay, so we're shifting registers then, because the next person who is on this list is, like, not in the same ballady version at all, but definitely... This is me imagining, like, a modern power ballad. And thinking about like the type of music that I listen to right now and like what I hear a lot on the radio, I feel like this was also a little bit ahead of its time. Enjoy.
Shine bright like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond. Fine light in the beautiful sea. I chose to be happy. We're like diamonds in the sky. You're a shooting star I see. A vision of ecstasy. When you hold me, I'm alive. We're like diamonds in the sky. I knew there would become one right away. Oh, right away. At first sight I felt the energy. The universe as we moonshine and Mali. Feel the warmth, we'll never die. We're like diamonds in the sky. You're a shooting star I see. A vision of ecstasy. When you hold me, I'm alive. We're like diamonds in the sky. At first sight
like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond. So shine bright.
Oh! nice to feel so uninspired. And when I knew I had to face another day,
bye.
How do you feel about... Why not? I'm, like, totally down to go to all my friends' weddings. Like,
yeah, weddings are the greatest. I mean, it's a huge party. Yeah,
the next 3 years. I'm like, wow.
No, it's chill. Like, it's... I'm, like...
So you don't want to go to a wedding in 3 years?
But also, see, I've had wedding... I've been to weddings for, like, the last 15 years of my life.
Yeah.
All the way up till now. Like, my cousins, I literally just always get married.
Yeah.
Just, I go to, like, 2 weddings a year. I'm kidding. No, I'm not kidding. It might average out to that. And there were a lot of weddings in my childhood.
Whoa.
I've been to a lot of different types of weddings. Really long weddings. Some with great food. Really good food. Some with not great food.
Have you ever been to a wedding that doesn't have any dancing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been to one of those. It happened in the morning. It's like a very... It was, I forget.
A brunch wedding.
Yeah, you, like, have brunch.
That's me.
I mean, yeah, you wake up, it's like the whole thing happened, it started at like 11 or something, and then, yeah, you have like this brunch afterward, just kind of reception, and then, I think there's an advantage there, because you go home and you're not like crazy tired, like if you're the one getting married,
yeah.
You can just be like, alright, great, it's like, you know, 3-4 o'clock, yeah. We can just go home, you know?
But what do you, like, why do you have to go home and not sleep? Why can't you sleep when you go home after your normal
life? Drink the whole time?
Yeah, well, yeah, but I'm saying, okay, so I, for the listeners out there, I am married, and it's one of those, you're just crazy tired, and, like, you want to be, like, with the person you just married, but, like, you're also, it's, you're tired, and then you also literally just talked to, like, a nonstop revolving door of people, you know, it's like, oh, here's your uncle, whatever, yeah, and so you don't want to... It's even, like, talking at all is, like, going to just be exhausting at that point.
Okay, speaking of cheat codes, be gay. Because then you don't have to invite everyone. You're just like,
hey,
I don't like you, Uncle X, because you are racist.
Yeah, wow. Yeah. So this is not going to be... That's actually... Oh, that is a cheat code.
See, that is a cheat code.
And it guarantees you're going to have, like progressive, like, people who are going to want to party. You know, all like, yeah. That's oh, it's great.
Yeah, they're going to celebrate.
No one's going to be bringing down the wedding.
I'm just... Okay, yeah. So I'm thinking about... Okay, I have... So people who leave, like, the next morning for the honeymoon, don't. You stupid. Don't do that. Get married on a Saturday. Chill. Wait till, like, that Tuesday.
Yeah.
Also, yeah.
Maybe, literally, like, go to work Monday, Tuesday. Cheaps are cheap. Yeah. After
marriage. Yeah, don't go to work. Yeah, just lounge. Lounge and eat the leftovers. Yeah. That's
true.
What you, yeah. Wear a robe.
Sure.
With no underwear. Just do that for the
All
next
I'm saying
two
is
days.
Leave on the Tuesday or Wednesday. That's when flights are cheaper. Why would you leave the Sunday after partying super hard on Saturday?
Oh,
that'd be nice.
Getting
all of that lined up to coincide with some like date that you in a lot of ways arbitrarily picked is very difficult. Like having like for us, we moved right after we got married, and so like the house was just like this whole question mark. You know, like
did you guys live together already?
No, so we
incredible.
Yeah.
Also,
be
a millennial. Just live together already.
Yeah.
And then you just drive home.
That's just a cheat code.
You drive together to the wedding.
Yeah, that's
you
know? All I'm saying. Take two separate Uber premiums if you need
Uber
to.
Uber premium. Take the drive yourself with the...
Get a rental car. US, you, real yeah, ultimate
rent a
cheat
caddy
code.
Or something like that. Like a nice, you know.
I'm telling you. Ultimate cheat code.
You might
ultimate
hit,
cheat code.
Like,
USAA really gives discounts to Hertz.
Do you want to die together? It looks like that's going to be the case.
Oh my... Dean Martin in the background. Volare! Me on a moped, just a rickety moped. That's how I'm going out.
That would be nice. I had a conversation yesterday about like being old. It was at Open Call. I went to Open Call and they were...
It
was so much fun. And that was the thing is like you were talking to somebody as if you were 90 and we were just talking about like... I was like talking to somebody and it was like, oh, my hip hurts. And they were like, I do a bunch of drugs because I'm old now and it doesn't matter.
True. Wait, did you do it in an old voice though?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
Did you have an old voice? What did you do?
My hip, I was like walking around my leg. And it's weird because it was the future, but like, you know, like I had not gotten like physical enhancements. Yeah, I still felt pain. Like my body actually physically hurt when I like mentally adapted to being 90 years old.
Yikes.
That was cool. It was the placebo, I guess. I don't know. It's, yeah.
They're just, like, really method
actors. Oh, yeah. Oh, I mean, not to... Yeah, I mean...
Okay, I'm going to put on some music. Speaking of weddings, speaking about love, the one you love, the ones you love, this is Beyoncé XO.
Flight controllers here looking very carefully at the situation. Obviously a major malfunction.
Your love is bright as ever. Even in the shadows.
baby, kiss me. Before they turn the lights out. Your heart is glowing, and I'm crashing into you. Baby, kiss me before they turn the lights out. Before they turn the lights out, baby, love me lights out.
Back, 'cause I'm the wrong, and I know how to
Janet. We're just jumping in. Yeah, right
we
here.
We are back.
Hello.
Hey.
This is the NSA again. We're watching you, or you're listening to us. I like that. Can or I be the new introduction? This is No Sugar Ad. Yeah. We're watching you, or you're listening to us. Who knows? This is the voice inside your head, Nathaniel. On my right, I have the demigod in the form of a human, and Trotty Hendrix.
Hey.
And, wait. It's my favorite
non-denominational
pastor who guides me towards the light, Nathan Rubright.
Thank you. Thank you.
That took a long time. I was just trying to think about this pun. I needed the pun. I wanted the light and right.
That's good. That was perfect.
Leading me towards the light.
That was perfect.
I
also want to point out that I'm Nathaniel, the voice inside your head. That's an amazing like radio tag.
Yeah.
That's just great.
Incredible.
Like that's just, yeah.
Get ready for that in Argentina.
Yeah. No, I'm for sure. For sure.
The world is so connected. We had EXO by Beyonce and then Mine Again by Mariah Carey. Honestly, Mimi, the songbird. We haven't looked up yet, but I promise you, people call her the songbird. I don't know if I'm ready to call her that. That still sounds weird.
Yeah, it's not my title.
Up next, back to Sade, the sweetest taboo.